Hello, Tina.
Oh, hi, Ernie. I saw that you called in again, huh?
Yeah, well, we were just, there's just a lot going on. I was out here doing a side job, working. And then I had to go back to the house and drop off some cabinets, and then I have to pay, I was going to pay you with another card. So how are we going to do this? Let's see. Can you send me a link for the payment?
So I can update it for you now. If I send you the link, it's going to show $249. I'm still waiting for finance. Finance comes in at 9 o'clock, and we're in California, so it's 8:43 here right now. But I can't get that service credit on there, so I was going to update the payment. And then after 9, when they come in, I'm going to have them put the service credit back on there.
Okay. Okay, well,
yeah.
At least you figured out a way to make that work.
Yeah. Yeah, she's the expert. She comes in at 9, and we all come in at 7, so we just have to wait because, you know, we're a couple hours behind you. So for the new payment, is it still the Rittiman Road for the billing address, or is it changed?
So, yeah, I mean, I don't want to mess up my Google Maps.
Oh, no. This is just for billing, so nothing on the map will change. So whatever address goes with the new credit card.
It's going to be, we're going to use, is it okay to get a one-time payment from another credit card?
So the only way to do a one-time payment would be to put the one-time card on here, process it later, which I can do, you know, later today after finance fixes the invoice, and then I would have to go back in and put the original card on. So do you have that original card on you?
Yes, I do.
Oh, good. Okay, yeah, because all I can see because we're VeriSign secured is that it's a Visa ending in 4623, but it's not showing me all of the information. So as long as you have that, I can put a note to myself that once this processes, we want to update. Matter of fact, let me put that Visa ending in.
Okay. Let's see. Yeah, so after 9, you can send me a link because I was going to send it to my roommate to pay for it there at the house, and then I gave him $100 cash, to be honest with you.
Oh, I see. So I might have to, once the invoice is fixed, call you on a three-way because they're going to not let a payment from somebody else just automatically process. They're going to want to make sure that he's or she is authorizing you to use their card for this payment. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
well, you can call him on three-way and he can pay, but I think they're in a movie right now, so it has to be a little later.
Okay, so I'll do this. I'll send you the email that says, sorry, we missed you. I know we didn't miss you, but that's the one that you can forward to your roommate, and it'll give them access to log on to the dashboard, okay? Once they log on to the dashboard and update the payment, before I process it, I'll give you a call, and we can do that three-way later. That way, at least that person will have the new billing information. And then I'm going to have to talk to you later anyway to go back in and update this card, right, to the 4623. So, for Ernie. Okay. So I have some notes in here. So I will get with finance. We'll get that invoice fixed. I'll check. What are you thinking? They're at a movie, like within a couple of hours, check and see if it was updated at that time?
Yes.
Okay. So if I check the account in 2 hours and I see that the card hasn't been updated, then I'll just call you and maybe we could just do it all on a three-way. But I will double check it in a couple of hours just to be safe, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay. You got it. And then I'll talk to you later. And in the meantime, have a good day.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Bye.
Bye.